Hare Krishna, we're reading from Canto 9, Chapter 19, King Yayati achieves liberation. Yadustyaja Durmati Bir Jiryato Yana Jiryate Tam Trishnam Dukha Nivaham Sharmakamo Drutam Tyajet Ya that which Dustyajam extremely difficult to give up Durmati Bi by persons too attached to material enjoyment. Jiryata, even by one who is an invalid because of old age. Ya, that which. Na, not. Jiryate, is vanquished. Tam, such. Trishnam, desire. Dukhani Vaham, which is the cause of all tribulations. Sharmakama, a person desiring his own happiness. Drutam, very soon. Tyajet, should give up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. For those who are too attached to material enjoyment, sense gratification is very difficult to give up. Even when one is an invalid because of old age, one cannot give up such desires for sense gratification. Therefore, one who actually desires happiness must give up such unsatisfied desires, which are the cause of all tribulations. Purport. We have actually seen, especially in the Western countries, that men who have reached more than 80 years of age still go to nightclubs and pay heavy fees to drink wine and associate with women. Although such men are too old to enjoy anything, their desires have not ceased. Time deteriorates even the body itself, which is the medium for all sensual satisfaction, but even when a man becomes old and invalid, his desires are strong enough to dictate that he go here and there to satisfy the desires of the sense of his senses. Therefore, by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, one should give up his lusty desires. As explained by Sri Yamuna Acharya, Yada vadadi mamacheta Krishna padaravinde nava navarasa dharmaniu dhyatamam rantum asit tada vadi bata nari sangame smarya mane bhavati muka vikara sushtu nishtivanam cha. When one is Krishna conscious, he gets more and more happiness by discharging duties for Krishna. Such a person speeds on sense gratification, especially that of sexual enjoyment. An experienced, advanced devotee is no longer interested in sex life. The strong desire for sex can be subdued only by advancement in Krishna consciousness. Very interesting verse and very interesting purport. And we can imagine the shock of Srila Prabhupada. He says in the purport that he sees old men, more than 80 years old, going in clubs to associate with women. So Srila Prabhupada is coming from this Vedic society, probably not... not pure Vedic society, but at the time Srila Prabhupada grew up, it was quite a lot better than now. And he goes to the U.S. and he sees these crazy people, you know, like. And Western civilization is all about sex. I will make a survey. I will try to make an inventory. I'm going now for Sankirtan, and sometimes I go different places, you know, because if you go to the same place, it's in the back. If you go to the same place, it's same people, and it becomes boring for them. And so you go different places, and every place you go, guess what you find? What's the constant constant of every place is this advertisement for bikinis. Everywhere you go, you know, you go everywhere. You say, "Oh, look, here's a good spot. There's good people." Probably, you know, we had in Romania. We had this. There's a sort of mini supermarket brand in Romania, and they have the best positions. You know, like if you want to find a Sankirtan spot, you just Google. You know, where is this? And you just sit in front of their shop, and that's best positions in town, you know, like, where the people are, they are there, you know, like, I mean, it's low cost, and, yeah, anyway, but, this advertisement for bikini, wherever is the best spot, probably this is the new technique, what I should do, find out where they are, and I should go there for Sankirtan, just joking. But, anyway, you go there, you find a good Sankirtan spot, and there they are, big advertisement, you know, like 2 meters high, you know, like ladies in bikini. Red, because red is the color of passion. Yeah, anyway. So this is culture. This is completely not in line with Vedic society. That's probably if Prabhupada would... because... as many devotees or people, even people say, compared to what is now, the 70s, they were like Satya Yuga. They were like quite innocent compared to what's going on now. So yeah, there's sex everywhere. And there's this nice story about at which age do sexual desires stop? And there's this... this king who asks his advisor, and he goes to him, and he's like, "You have to tell me at which age sexual desire stop." Because you would normally people think, "Look, now we're young, we have some desires, and when we'll go like 30, 35, 40, it's finished." And then this king is going, and he's like, "Okay, until which age?" And this advisor says, "Until death." You cannot get rid of sexual desires until that. And you're like, "No, I don't believe that." No, I will prove this to you. No problem. And then one day, these advisors come, King, come fast. Yes. Bring also your daughter, your young daughter, princess. You can assume she was quite good looking, you know. So... he says, where are we going? This man is going to die, so we're going to pay him a visit. Yeah, just bring your daughter also. Yeah, okay. And then they go in, and this man is on his deathbed, and he's like there, and I go, "Oh." And then they go and say, look, the king is there, and he's like, "Oh." And then the daughter of the king comes in, and then he's like, and then he winks at her, you know, like, and he dies. So that's, and then the king said, "Yes, okay. I agree. You're right. you're right. Until that, people have sexual desires." And of course, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport how to overcome sexual desires, and this is only one way. He quotes this verse from Yamunacharya, which says that since he's Krishna conscious, he doesn't he thinks of sex life distasteful. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Vishaya Vartate Niraharasya Dehina Rasa Varjam Rasopyasa Paramdrishva Nirvartate. He says that unless you develop a higher taste, you cannot get rid of the lower taste. You can pretend that, oh, you know, like, you can pretend you're looking and you're attractive and you're like, no, bad idea, yes. And it's good to do for some time. But unless you develop the higher taste, you cannot be really detached. So the solution for this and the solution for everything is to become Krishna conscious. If you're Krishna conscious, then you don't care. There, you go there for Sankirtan. I'm not at that level. And then you see, oh, bikini ladies. Okay, no problem. Yeah, Hare Krishna. No. So the solution is to become Krishna conscious. And among Krishna consciousness means personal practice, and it means also preaching. And our preaching is always, our tradition is mostly based on books. I gave some ideas last few times about the role of books in our school. The six Goswamis writing the books. And then you have Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Pandit go out to distribute books. And then you had, of course, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you have some writings. And then you have Baladev Vidyabhushan, who is in the position where our Sampradaya is somehow treated, oh, you don't have a Vedanta Sutra commentary. Oh, yeah, you're second class, you're not serious. So then he writes this commentary that dictated directly by Krishna in his deity form. So then you have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is in a somehow similar position. Because when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there, our school was mostly Babajis. So they were chanting Hare Krishna, but most people didn't take them seriously. They were very quite advanced. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur started this idea of putting the philosophy forward. Because, you know, like, if, as I said before, if you don't have philosophy, people will not take you seriously. And if you don't have philosophy, then you will not take spiritual practice seriously. We met many times some Christians, and their problem is they don't have philosophy. They don't have too much philosophy. So it's their faith is quite weak, you know, like they say some things. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. But their faith is very not so strong because of lack of philosophy. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, among the things he has done, one is that he wrote 100 authorized spiritual books. 100 books. Yeah, this. He also in 1896 he wrote he sent this this book Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Percepts. He sent to all the universities around the world. And it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada went to some library and he found this book written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he has sent. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this idea that these books can make devotees where in some places where we never go, you know, like there was some time, at some point, and the devotees met one devotee from Japan, or some, I think from Japan it was. And devotees never went to Japan. But somehow he got a book. someone went to Europe or something like this, you know, some complicated things. And he was a devotee, and then, or in China, I don't remember where. And then he translated some books, or in Portugal. Anyway, so sometimes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this this idea also. Yeah, okay, let's spread these books all over the world. And he sent to the universities, and Srila Prabhupada found this one of these books in the universities. Yeah, who knows? And Srila Prabhupada also says that this is quite significant, that he was also born in 1896. No? And yeah, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur made a few predictions. He said that a personality will soon appear and he will travel all over the world to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That's the prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And the second prediction was that very soon chanting of Harinam Sankirtan will be spread all over the world. And the third prediction was that I'll just read this as it is. It says, when will that day come when the fair-skinned foreigners will come to Shimayapur Dam and join with the Bengali Vaishnavas to chant Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana? When will that day be? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this this vision that this will happen. And of course, Srila Prabhupada made it happen. He had this vision that someone will come and he will bring the chanting all over the world, and that this chanting will spread all over the world, and that eventually these devotees, this chanting will go back to Mayapur and chant Hare Krishna in Mayapur in the holy dam, also Vrindavan. So you have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then you have Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, you have Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, we're not gonna. And then you have Srila Prabhupada, and on his first meeting, you know, that was really interesting. First time he met Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he was like just a young boy. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj just pays dandavats and he gets up. When he gets up, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, you're a young, intelligent voice. Why don't you preach the cult of Lord Chaitanya? And this was like first instruction Srila Prabhupada got. And this, of course, he took this instruction to heart, and throughout his whole life, that's what he did. And the tool to do this is a very efficient tool, is books. There's this incident with the Bagh Bazar temple. They had this marble temple. It's very famous. You heard it many times before. So they had this nice temple, and everyone was thinking, oh, I want this room. I know, I want this room. Oh, I'm senior. I want this room. They were just fighting and doing nothing. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said to Srila Prabhupada that I wish to sell this temple, sell everything, and will just print books, because that would be better preaching. Of course, we don't need to sell the temple to print books. We can do both. But that was the mood of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj also, that books are more important than temples somehow. I mean, okay, that's can be discussable. But books are very important, and that's why we do this Prabhupada Marathon, because books actually change lives of people. You know, like I was talking to Ananta Prabhu, and he told me that he started this Bhakti Shola, And he said, "Oh, these people I never seen. You know, some people come and I never seen these people." And he told me specifically that one new devotee, which was coming, he got a book this year, somewhere. I don't know the details. I will ask him. But yeah, the idea is that some people, because sometimes we say, "Oh, people don't read these books," you know, like we're distributing so many books and nobody is reading them. No, it's not true. I mean, of course, not everyone is reading. Let's be honest about it. But some people are reading them, and some people change their life. And some people think like, "Oh, this is interesting. This is something." Maybe they don't become devotees straight away. So that's why we do this Prabhupada marathon, that we try to give these books to everyone. Of course, this is only first step, and then we need to find those people who are interested and train them in Krishna consciousness. But yeah, this is a good step. And this marathon, we had this. There was this message His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Maharaj sent. We put it on the group. And he said that this Prabhupada marathon is a test of devotional determination. So, devotional determination, because it's really a challenge to go out every day. It's really a challenge to go out every day. every day I wake up and like, okay, I just do this, and go for Sankirtan. And every day something happens. And they're like, "Oh, okay, I have to do this also." Okay, good. Yesterday I got this new phone and it took me like 15 minutes to find out where to put the SIM card. Because I was trying to open it, but they have this strange system that, and then I found the user manual and this and that, and then you have new phone and you have to install everything, you know, like you want to go out and you want to have this application for collecting donation, this sum up. And then, but if you want to install that, you have to install this other application also, and that other application. And it starts, you know, like, "Oh, but you forgot to install this." Oh. And they're like, "Oh my God, okay. I'll just go out. Just forget about this." So every day something. And then I remember, okay, we have Harinam today. And then I was looking, the harmonium was not nowhere. And I was like, "Oh my God, where is it?" You know, like, it's harder to go for Harinam without the harmonium. So I'm like, okay. Breathe. No, I mean, my idea of going for Sankirtan is that I wake up and I read peacefully, at least half an hour, I read something from Prabhupada's book, and then I go out. And then when you go out, some other things happen, you know, like on Tuesday, I found this really perfect spot, you know, like it was the perfect spot. There was some university, and the people and the students were going, they were passing through to this spot. Everyone was passing through that spot, and they were going to buses, and they were going to a shop where they would buy food. So everyone had to was practically speaking from there are two or three universities, at least from two universities. There, practically speaking, everyone was passing through there. You know, like, so like ha. And I go there, and all good. And because I didn't go there only two or three times before, so everyone is taking book, and I'm like, yeah, life's good. Finally, you know, it's a good day. And then this guy is come, and they have to clean the leaves. You know, like, you know, like. And they have these machines, you know, which make a lot of noise.
And then, you know, like I was so peacefully there and distributing, like, ah, yeah, you also, yes, yes, how much? Yeah, okay, give, give. You know, I'm like, book trolley. I'm just, and then they start this machine, and they're like, and then they have to pass through more, right, and more like this, and then it passes again, like, like at least 2 hours there. And then the others will, like, there's one guy who's taking under, you know, like he's cutting them and they absorbing, like he has like a vacuum cleaner, and then these guys who are blowing this cleaning and blowing away, you know. So at least, and then they had to cut the grass, you know, they had to arrange the they have these bushes and they have to be straight, you know, like they have to be properly. And then this guy came with like. And I was like, okay, good. It's, anyway, after some time, they left. Maybe it was not 2 hours, but for me, it seemed like 2 hours. And of course, you couldn't speak with people anymore. You had to, oh, hello! You had to scream at them because you couldn't hear anything. So, anyway, and of course, rain. Rain is so many rainy days in this marathon. So anyway, and when you do this, then so you go, you try to go out, and so many things happen, and they test your determination. Like, are you serious about it or not? And so many times you're like, I'm like, okay, God, that's too much. That's enough. But you know, in principle, the easiest thing would be to just quit. You know, like, ah, oh, come on, it's enough, finish. But actually, it's not the easiest thing. It's not the best thing you can do because, yeah. And eventually, you have to surrender to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Yeah. So anyway, it's a test for our determination. And it's a test if we are willing to put some things aside to serve Krishna. Because if you're gonna go out for 8 hours every day, then there's some things you won't be able to do. Some things that people say that fill your heart. Anyway, people say that, like this, yes, this for the heart. This is for the soul, yeah. Like I met this guy who was, I went yesterday to the campus, he was a student, and he told me he has grape, he's cultivating some grapes and making some homemade wine. And he was like, yes, yes, I'm also spiritual, I also have something for the soul. the wine, for him, the wine is for the soul. Anyway. So anyway, that's the idea that it's good to develop this determination, and this applies everywhere. And this willingness to give something up, to renounce, because we have to go to spiritual world. If we have to give everything up, you know, like we have to renounce all our attachments. Not just one, you know, two or three. And, yeah, this is a good process, you know, like, yeah, we have to be willing to give up some of these attachments. Okay. I'll stop here. If there are some comments, questions, concerns... not so much, you know, like people in Slovenia, especially in Slovenia, people are quite civilized. No,
they actually are, you know, and not so many. And the other thing you learn is you don't take things seriously, you know, like it goes here and it goes out there, you know, like that's. Yeah, you have to learn this because otherwise you'll not you cannot survive in Sankirtan. But it just goes here and it goes out there. You know. Yeah, whatever. You know. Yeah, that's they are quite people in Slovenia. They are quite polite, but still, you know, like it's it's not always a rose garden. But yeah, nobody was beating me. I don't understand Slovenian, so if they said some bad words, I don't know. So, yeah, that's more or less. Okay, something else. No, I mean, you can try at least once in your lifetime. Maybe a few more times in your lifetime. Just try, you know, like you go somewhere where nobody knows you. You get a good trainer, and you just go to people. Nothing can happen, you know. Like nothing will happen. The worst thing they will do is like, voila, voila. I heard so. This is the first word I learned in Slovenian. Anyway, but yeah, nothing will happen, and you're just like, okay, hello, we're sharing this book, so please help with the donation. Yeah, that's it, you know, like, no, you can try, it's like quite, actually, before Krishna consciousness, I was, at some point, I was into this personal development stuff, this American so-called philosophy, success, and yeah. And they also recommended, they have this multi-level marketing. You know, like Amway or Oriflame or something like this. And they also recommended as a tool for personal growth that you go to people, you knock on their door and you try to sell them, like cold sale, you know, like, hello, sir, do you live here? Yeah, okay, perfect. We have these products for you. Very nice perfume. You look like you need some. Anyway, so they also recommended this tool. It's a nice tool, you know, like for you get out of the comfort zone and you try to please Prabhupada. Yeah, you learn how to be tolerant. If you want to learn how to be tolerant, that's wonderful. Anyway, give it a try. We're not not pushing any, but it's good. At some point, maybe. Yeah. Grantaraj, Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.